Hello, welcome to the Legendary Frogcast. I'm not Joseph Blanchett, as you obviously may guess. And with me is Raylith, Kevin Brown.
Yeah, it's me. And today we're going to be on part three of our BlizzCon retrospective. Isn't that right today, Dustin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be all over the
hottest WoW news.
And Diablo, they have been releasing more info about Diablo 3 and Warcraft 2 last couple of days. But seriously though, we're not gonna cover that. But I think both me and Ray both agree that Joey kind of played that whole.
Joey loves his Blizzard and he loves his Warcraft, so we're going to talk about something that he hates, which is Japanese cartoons.
Well, he hates it, he's just not really interested in it.
Alright.
Which is a crying shame, because I've been trying to get him to watch anything by Miyazaki.
Miyazaki's good.
He's almost actively avoiding it.
It happens.
He hasn't even seen Spirited Away.
No, the best one is Mononoke, in my personal opinion. I think that's like the most. Alright. So,
but we'll probably come back to that later.
We'll get there. So, anywho, what have you been watching or reading in the Japanese cartoon front, Dustin?
Well, I tend to keep up with what's coming out on the fan subs, which, if you don't know what fan subs are, it's pretty much self-explanatory, you know?
It's people take the TV stream that aired in Japan and they subtitle it and then they release it on the internet. So, like, yeah, which one of those of the shows are you watching? Because I haven't been watching super new stuff, so you're gonna have to let me know.
Right now, the main show that's really caught my attention, that's, you know, not a sequel or anything, that's something, you know, pretty new, is Tokyo Magnitude 8.0.
So what's that show about?
Okay, it's basically a what-if story that actually takes place, like a couple of years from now. And what would happen if Tokyo would... Well, actually, this is based off scientific evidence that Tokyo is going to be hit with a Magnitude 8 earthquake in the next decade, guaranteed. And this is kind of what... This anime kind of goes over what would happen. You know?
Yeah, so it's kind of like, what am I thinking of? Like, one of those disaster movies, kind of like an earthquake, or, but more like, kind of like,
well,
I don't want to say like it's like Sci-Fi Pictures original picture Volcano 3, but like, it is like that, just done correctly.
Yeah, it's basically a disaster anime, except it's actually doing it right, instead of...
That's interesting.
It takes place from the perspective of this girl and her brother, who are caught in the middle of the earthquake, and this is them trying to, you know, survive. And what
is it? Do you think it's gonna have a good ending, or are we gonna get Grave of the Fireflies?
Oh God, I hope not. I mean, there are some scenes in this show that I've already wept my eyes out of, and I'm not ashamed to say it, because you will cry during some of this show. I guarantee it. There are some straight up, the tears will flow like waterfalls, you know?
Yeah. But what other shows have you been watching?
Well, I just got through watching, well, which probably the big, one of the big hits of last season. It's called K-On.
Oh, yeah, tell me, like, I heard people talking about, isn't that the one about, like, the girls having, like, a rock band or something?
Yeah, and it's nothing.
That's pretty much what it is.
And it's 13 episodes of nothing but, okay, now here's a term that you've probably heard, moe.
Yeah, it's just that.
It's actually moe and music, love of rock music. That, I mean, this is almost the attention they give to, like, the girls playing the instruments, and they actually have brand instrument, like actual musical instruments, you know?
So it's kind of like, this is if you like rock bands or cute little girls, not little girls, but like cute girls, this is the show for you kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Anything else? Have you been watching The Endless Eight?
Oh, God.
I don't want
to. I never got into Haruhi. Like,
okay.
I thought it was an okay show, but I heard... Tell our audience about Endless Eight. I think they need to know what that's about.
Endless Eight is... I know. Oh, God. It's almost too much to talk about.
Well,
basically 8 episodes of the exact same story. I mean, literally. With minor differences. But... that's the thing. They actually, you know, they actually change the details every time, but it's the same story. You know,
it's like the movie Groundhog Day, but imagine if you were like waiting for a show and you really liked it, but they just kept doing the same Groundhog Day, like they couldn't get out of it.
And you know, I don't blame Kyoto Animation for this. I think this was out of their control.
If they did it for 3 episodes, I think that would have been better.
Yeah.
Because you could have had, like, the one episode, the oh no, we're trapped episode, and then the we get out episode. I think that
instead,
would have worked
instead
all
we
8
got,
episodes.
Instead, we got one episode that was normal. We got 7 episodes of oh no, we're trapped. And just how they, you know, literally the only thing changing between the episodes are a few scenes and just, like, clothing and camera angles. But they reanimated each episode. It wasn't like there was no recycled animation throughout the entire series of the Endless Eight. So I got to give props to that for Kiyoani. They didn't get lazy on the animation.
That's good. Any other shows you've been watching?
Not really.
There's Do you watch the big 3 shonen shows? The big 3?
Which are...
The Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece. I think those are the big 3.
I don't
watch any of
those. I stopped watching Naruto... I don't watch Naruto subbed, and I haven't... And I stopped watching the dub when they started going into the giant block of filler.
I stopped reading Naruto after the time skip, really. That's when I stopped paying attention to it.
I'm watching the dub of Bleach as it's airing on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, which they're just now getting into Hueco Mundo.
Oh, they're actually kind of catching up. Yeah, I got really disinterested in Bleach. Like, I stopped caring. I think it was about when they went to the Hollow place.
That's Hueco Mundo.
Yeah, I was burnt out. I was like, I'm done. I'm done with this show.
It's fairly interesting. I gotta admit, this is the first time I've actually watched filler and actually liked it.
Yeah, I think the problem with, like, those kind of big shonen shows is that, like, I like a lot of the stuff around it, but, like, in reality, it's just like a fighting show. It's like, they have a group of good guys, they split up, and each good guy fights a bad guy or two, and then they kind of regroup. But, like, a lot of the lore and kind of the how they do it, like, I really like the Soul Society and, like, the organization of stuff. Like, in Naruto, I think Naruto would be great if there was no Naruto. It was just about... I mean, think about it, because there would be...
Wait. Actually, from what I've been hearing, like, there was, like, a giant block of the anime, of the manga and the anime, where he actually didn't show up for a while.
Like, I think that'd be cool, because it'd just be ninjas doing ninja stuff.
Yeah,
I think that'd be interesting.
I think that actually happened for a while, and they actually ended up lampshading it.
Yeah. Except One Piece. I think you need Luffy. I like One Piece, but I got behind, and then I was, like, 400 episodes behind or something, and I just kind of gave up trying to catch up.
I hate to say this, but 4 Kids actually killed One Piece for me. I can't watch it.
You don't like that pirate rap?
No, I can't. I know the dub has gotten a lot better. Actually, before it got canceled on TV, the dub got better, but I just... 4 Kids killed it in the U.S.
Eh.
I mean, literally. Literally, I mean...
It's... cartoons in, like, cartoons both Japanese, pretty much everywhere are struggling in the U.S.
Like, yeah, like,
basically, unless you're SpongeBob, like, unless you're an already proven thing, you're not going to have that great
success. Look at Cartoon Network.
Did you read the article?
They might be becoming the network or something.
No, but like where they interviewed one of the head dudes from Cartoon Network, and he's saying that their reality shows have been failing and not doing well, so his response is to make more of them.
Yeah, I read that actually, and I was like, I actually facepalmed in real life. I was like, oh dear God.
There's a lot of reasons for that, like why it's not doing well, but there's not much in there.
Except, you know, continue watching what there is. Maybe someone will get a clue eventually.
I actually think that's why I've been watching more, like, anime on the computer. It's just because Japan's really producing quality cartoons.
Japan gets that it's an art, that, you know, anime is just another way to make us tell a story instead of, you know,
have to be a goofy comedy. It's just
serious
cartoons.
Drama.
Yeah, and I like, you can have a good cartoon. So, do you have anything else you want to say what you're watching?
Anything else I'm watching, I wouldn't recommend, because I haven't watched enough of it yet to really give out a good...
Alright.
Good opinion on it yet.
I'll tell you guys what I've been enjoying and the past two shows I've been watching have been about Mahjong.
Mahjong?
Mahjong anime and manga is spectacular. It is fantastic.
Okay.
Like, no, trust me on it. Like, watch Akagi. So the first show, like these both shows, like there's two of them I've been watching. The first one is Akagi, and it's basically a gambling manga. It's all about like ugly looking middle-aged dudes playing like mahjong for cash in like 1950s Japan after World War II, and they're it's so incredible, because they're all like with like making deals with the Yakuza, and they're like playing for like a ton of money, and the guy's doing all these crazy moves, and this is a show that is meant for dudes, and not like guy shows like Dragon Ball Z. You think like, oh no, this is like meant for old men, because everyone in this show is like an ugly looking old man, and it's fantastic. And on the exact opposite of what I've been watching is Saki, which is a mahjong show where every character is a high school girl, but they play mahjong at like a club. But it's really good, really, really good. And I have been reading some manga. I finished Welcome to the NHK. Have you read that or seen the anime version of it?
No, I haven't. But I've heard some interesting things about it.
Yeah, like, have you seen Genshiken?
I actually have that, but I hadn't watched all of it yet.
Well, you know what it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
So for listeners out there, Genshiken is like this kind of show about a club full of, like, nerds. Well, geeky, nerdy people. And they're kind of all their adventures. And it's kind of like, it's like a positive take on being an anime fan. And, like, Welcome to the NHK is a non-positive take. Like, it is a grim, terrifying, like, this is like what really is. It's about like a dude, he like lives in an apartment, he like is still supported by his family, he like dropped out of college, he hasn't really done anything, and he's trying to figure, and like he's trying to basically escape from reality, but he's too afraid to like kill himself or to go outside. But it's just, it is one of these things where like you'll watch this show and either you'll think that these people are crazy, or you will feel bad because you are like the people in this show, because it is just, it's one to read if you feel that you are the true power of the nerd, or like if when they say otaku or whatever, like this. This is not one about otaku show. This is like about the what's it called? Like
Hikikomori or something.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's basically
it's super nerd. Like if it's base, it's like beyond basement dweller. If you would consider that, like this is the apex of nerdy folk. Like the creepy weird dude, and this is about that show.
These are the nerd equivalent of hermits, basically.
Yeah, because they don't leave their house. Yeah,
and they don't want to leave their house.
No, because they're afraid, and it's kind of like they're afraid to go outside. And then whenever they do, they fail. Like if you would give people advice, like just go outside and talk to people. Like this guy goes outside, talks to people, and then fails. Like he doesn't succeed,
and he gets arrested. Or worse.
Yeah, it drives him worse. It's a downward tragedy, but it's really good. I like it. You might not have the power to take it. And on the other side, I don't know if I talked about this one yet when we did the anime the first time, but I think it's Kurosawa manga called Pluto. Have you heard about this, Dustin?
Oh, isn't it the alternate take on Astro Boy?
Yeah, it's like a realistic, like, it's a realistic detective drama basically set in the world of Astro Boy. Like, an Astro Boy making appearances and, like, robots in there. But it's, like, drawn, it's, like, told from this guy whose name is Gashalt, and he's, like, a detective. And it's just basically he's trying to solve, like, a series of murders that took place in, like, Astro Boy. And it's very good. And it has a lot of moments where they kind of, like, where they reveal something, and it's really good. And that's basically all I've been reading a couple other stuff, but we'll get into that in our next segment. So is there anything else you want to ask before we go to our next segment, Dustin?
Not really. I'm pretty much ready to go.
All right. So for this episode, we're going to be talking about the fall 2009 preview, and we'll just be looking at, like, I'm sure either Dustin will put it in the show notes if you really want to know.
Or they'll probably be the only thing in the show notes because I've pretty much given up on them.
Yeah, if you really want to know, if you like the show notes, send us an email, let us know. But if you don't, whatever. If you really want to know what we're looking at, you can either find a picture or send Joey an email, and we'll send him a link to the image we're looking at. But we're looking at just one of those pictures that has all the list of the shows and like the title image of each one. And I just thought we'd go through, each of us would say a show that we think looks interesting and why it looks interesting. So, Dustin, what show do you think looks interesting coming out this fall?
Well, outside of sequels, there's a couple of sequels.
Well, you can say sequels. Yeah, you can say sequels. Well, I mean, we'll do that at the end. Like, what new thing or...
Well, I'm actually, from the top of the list, there's actually two right next to each other that I'm looking forward to, that I've both were pretty good series, and I'm waiting to see how they continue them. The first one I'm talking about is Darker Than Black, Comet of Gemini.
So what's that about? Like, let me know, because I didn't watch the first one, if there was a first
one. Darker Than Black actually is about these people called about contractors. They have, you know, they have this one major power that they do. However, they also have to have a remuneration, a cost. For some, that's, you know, they have to read, like, something all the time, or they have to smoke, or they have to constantly drink alcohol, or...
Oh, so it's like a penalty. Like, you get a power, but you have a penalty to it,
yeah,
too. So it's like, I can shoot lasers, but I have to, like, cut off an arm or something like that.
Basically.
Equivalent exchange, would you say?
It's not really equivalent.
The ultimate eye.
That's the thing.
Well, yeah, okay.
And there's like these areas, like in Tokyo, and there was one in South America called the Hell's Gate. It like cuts off like a section of like Tokyo, and like South America. And when this gate appeared, these are when these psychics or called contractors appeared. However, when these powers came on, they kind of lost that ability that most people have to tell right from wrong. Well, actually, they do know what right from wrong is, It's just they don't give a shit. Everything that,
I see.
They do everything for the lols. So they, it's, oh, so it's basically a world of people with powers who have no conscience.
So it's basically kind of like superheroes gone awry.
Completely awry.
All right. Okay, I want to give one of a recommendation. I think we would just like ping pong it back all and right. forth. So one of my recommendations of a show coming out that I'm kind of pumped for is Romance of the Three Kingdoms. Which is, if it's, quote, a 52-episode adaptation of the classic Chinese novel depicting the tumultuous warring period of 2nd-century China and the political intrigue between the different factions. And basically, if you like Dynasty Warriors, this is what Romance of the Three Kingdoms is. And on the little screen up there, I can see my boy, Liu Bei. He's there, and he's looking all kind of like, and I think we're gonna talk. Oh man, basically I'm pumped up for it because we're like, Dynasty Warriors is my secret shame, and I love. Oh, it's gonna
the hacking and the slashing and hacking and slashing and the hacking and the slashing, and so on.
And the chopping that meat. So, what are you recommending?
Oh, that conveniently, it's right next to it is a certain scientific railgun.
So what's the show about? Because I'm not quite sure. Like, you have to explain this for me.
Okay, it's actually a sequel slash side story to a show called A Certain Magical Index. And okay, in this world, there's science and there's magic. However, and they kind of weirdly coexist, except they kind of don't. Okay, now each of the stories has a different main story. So this one. It's kind of hard to... Oh, you know me. Oh, great. Here we go. Now I'm losing myself.
Oh, no. It's all right.
Okay. Now, in this world, they've actually figured out how to make people have, you know, psychic powers. By, in their own explanation, literally changing the person's perception of reality so much as they warp reality around them to fit their perception.
I see. So, if you're saying that there could be such a person that if you didn't do your homework over the summer or something, that would make the summer repeat indefinitely until you finally finish your homework. Is that what you're getting to?
That's a whole other series, and we've already gone into that. And let's it's where like a person thinks so hard that they actually think that they can, like, for example, shoot lightning or.
If you,
you know, deal with, mess around with electromagnetism, and they can, because that's how, because they're so certain that they can't, that they are doing it.
I liked it better when it was called spiral energy.
Well, except there's also magic as well. Now, the first series was about a certain magical index. This girl who's called Index, and in her mind is like, every single magical book ever in existence, and she can't use it. Well, she thinks she can. And the other main character is this guy called, I can't remember his name, but what his power is basically anything magical, scientific, anything that can't be explained by anything, he can nullify it. Basically, it's called the Imat.
Yeah, so he can, like, nullify the other people's power.
It's called,
like the,
it's called
the
Imagine
things.
Breaker. That's, think of, I mean,
Imagine Breaker.
That's what it's called, but he never calls it that. It's literally anything and everything that can't be explained, he can nullify. Which, unfortunately for him, also includes his luck. This dude has no luck. Anything and everything that does go wrong is because he's literally a walking person of misfortune. This girl who has people chasing after, who has all the magical knowledge in the world, just falls on his balcony, just randomly. And then he loses his. And then he loses. It just And that's now fun. The certain scientific brilliant is about this girl I was talking about who can, you know, mess with electromagnetism. And her trick is she takes like a little, like a coin or something, and basically shoots it off at like the speed of sound at you.
Like that guy in Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah, except, I mean, it's electrical based.
I see. So she's a living railgun.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name? From Metal Gear Solid Kinda. 2.
Yeah.
Or Magneto. A little bow.
But, I mean, if this sounds halfway interesting to you, even through my verbal description, go check out both series when they... go check out A Certain Magical Index. So it's actually called... you'll have to...
It kind of sounds like, from what I've read a little bit, like Wikipedia and stuff, it kind of feels like X-Men. Is that kind of what, like, it's kind of like you have these people, and they have powers, and, like, they're kind of, or either X-Men or, like, the Alchemist for Full Metal Alchemist,
but
just kind of, like, let people know kind of what
it's worth
about.
Checking out, though. I mean, if you get...
I'll watch episode.
Now it's back to you.
All right. So here's one I know is good because I've been reading the manga and the scans of it. Fairy Tail. And Fairy Tail is basically, if you like One Piece, you'll like Fairy Tail. Like if you like One Piece, replace pirate with wizard and you have Fairy Tail. It's really good. Like it's just about it's basically like a guild of wizards, and they go on and they basically take jobs and go on adventures. And it's just I like the show. It's a fighting show. It's a shonen fighting show, but it feels less like a shonen fighting show than some of the other ones do. Like it has those moments of like the people have split up and now everyone has to fight whatever.
Does it have five episodes of them going, oh
no, it's like I would compare it much more like One Piece. Like it's more One Piece than Dragon Ball or Naruto. It's that kind of like there's fights, but the adventure is much more heavily emphasized than the fighting. Like it's more of we're going someplace and discovering something, and then we fight the bad guy who's trying to do something there. Then it's more like we're going someplace to fight someone. Huh. It's a worth shot. Like if you want a fighting show, it's probably going to be the best one in a while. It's going to be basically the best one you're going to get for a while. If by the end of the first episode you'll know whether you like it or not.
It's one of those.
Either you like, you'll be like, oh, this is good, or you'll be like, I don't like this. This isn't really my show. So what about you, Dustin?
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna save this particular one for last, so I'm gonna skip to it. I'm gonna skip around a little bit. Was the one I was probably gonna talk about just now. I'm gonna skip around and skip to one called Nagisa Haruko no Himitsu. It's basically Haruko Nagikaze Asaka's secret. That's what the name of the title means.
Yeah, I see that one.
We were talking earlier about, what was it, Genshiken and...
Genshiken and NHK.
This is
like, shows about dorks, basically.
This is another one of them. This girl you see here, she's a closet otaku. She loves this kind of stuff, but her family doesn't mind approve of it, and she's got this image of a proper prim girl who, you know, the popular girl, but she has like this secret shame of liking
she likes nerd things.
Yeah, like video games and little figurines and stuff like that. And that's what this series is about, is her, you know, just going through life like that. And this guy who found out about it and it turns into a romance kind of thing.
I think a lot of people would like that one. I think a lot of people would like a nerdy romance story. I think that's why it's going to appeal to a lot of people.
And that's exactly what it is. and this is just the sequel series to it.
Oh, this is the sequel to it. So it's the continuation.
Yeah, so if you hadn't watched the first one, now's a good time.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do?
All right. Now, the next one we're going to talk about together. And do you know which one?
No. I have another one. This is one of my big ones. It's called a show. I'm taking a gamble on this. I don't know if it's going to be good. It's called Nian Koi. And basically, this is a show about a guy who hates cats. And like one day he's basically walking along and he kicks a can and it damages like a cat god, like in Japan how they have like animal gods, and it damages like the shrine to the god of cats. So the god of cats curses him to do 100 good deeds from cats. So basically, or else he turns into a cat. So basically, the guy has to do 100 favors for cats. And I think that show could be really good or really bad. Because
it's kind of like that. What was that show on Eddie McDowell,
where you got turned into a dog and have to do 100 good deeds? And I think this is the same thing, but with a cat. And I think it could be good. Because cats are jerks. And I think that's the
point. How the hell did we both remember that show?
Because we watched Nickelodeon in the 90s. You're 20 something. You know that. All right. So are you going to talk about what I think you're going to talk about?
Oh yeah. We have to talk about this because I mean, those of the people who have been watching the show have been waiting for this for years.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, I've been waiting for Queen's Blade, Heir to the Throne, forever.
Oh no.
But really?
No. Okay, but that show's actually a guilty pleasure of mine. We'll come to back to that afterwards. But the show we're talking about right now is Inuyasha, Final Act.
Yeah, this is
this is a hot button topic for a lot of people.
It's the end of Inuyasha for the thrilling conclusion. My opinion of Inuyasha is that if that show were a 26 episode show, it would be fantastic. But I think
instead it went on to be like what, over 150?
I don't know. It just kept going and going.
And then it just kind of ended with no ending.
Yeah, so basically this is the ending. This is how Inuyasha ends.
This is how it should have ended.
Well, yeah, like this is they're adapting it. And spoiler, I'm not gonna spoil it.
Please don't. I haven't read the manga
yet. I'm not gonna spoil it. So
I would hate you.
But it ends.
I know it ends, but I'm just glad they're finally bringing it to TV.
Yeah, it's kind of good. Like I'm glad they're ending it. Like, I don't like it when shows go unended. Like, I think Shaman King had that problem, if I'm not mistaken. Like, it just stopped. Like, they didn't end it.
Yeah.
They just...
So did Berserk.
Like, even though I don't love Inuyasha, I'm glad that they're bringing closure to the show. Because that's miserable when there's a show you like, and then they just kind of stop.
And it's like, no!
Like Firefly. That made me sad.
And then we got Serenity.
That made me happy. Then it made me sad because no one watched it.
I watched it.
I own it.
So
one of the things I legitimately own. But I'm going to say there's a show that it's probably going to be good. And it's Jungle Emperor Leo. It's a adaptation of a Tezuka manga that basically the Lion King stole from. So, like, if you like The Lion King or Tezuka, and you should like Tezuka, you should probably check out this show.
Oh, is this Kimba the White Lion?
Yeah, Kimba the White Lion is called Jungle Emperor Leo in Japanese. So, yeah, this is, like, basically the new Kimba the White Lion.
Oh, that's going to be a big hit.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's going to be, it's pretty much, like, I can basically say that's going to be a good show, and I don't have any problems.
No argument from me.
If it's Tezuka, like, this is just guidelines. If it's Tezuka or if it's like like someone that worked with Tezuka, or like something that they've like signed off on, like the official Tezuka Productions, you can assume it's good.
Because it is. He is called the god of manga for a reason.
Yep, Go Naga is the father of manga, and Tezuka is the god of manga. But Go Naga put the man in manga.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I haven't watched this show, but I desperately wanted to. The new Mazinger Z. Have you been watching any of that?
No, but I've been wanting to watch it too.
Oh, God. I heard the theme song, and it's amazing. And I'm like, but it's like, I can't really find it anywhere, and I'm kind of lazy, so I don't look for it. I probably could.
What are you looking for?
It's called, like, Mazinger, New Mazinger. I think it's Shin Mazinger. Like, it's not, like, Mazinger Z 2. It's just, like, Shin Mazinger. I'll look for that later. But it's just going to guy super robots being crazy and punching each other. Like, I liked Shin Koetsu, but whatever. So, yeah, do you want to finish out the fall season?
No, we're probably... Okay, Queen's Blade.
Okay. I wanna after you go talk about that show, the fan service show.
It is.
It's
basically softcore pornography.
Yeah. So if you like that, you'll like Queen's Blade. Really.
It's basically softcore pornography and girls fighting with swords.
If you like either of those two things, that's really all you need to say about it.
I mean, really, that's all it is. There's nothing else you can say.
Anywho, this is a show that's coming out, and it all bothers me, which is Stitch 2, a.k.a. Japanese Lilo and Stitch. But it's not, it's like Japanese Lilo and Stitch, the series. If you ever saw that, which, that show isn't good, and then they made a cartoon, they're trying to make another
one. Wait, Lilo and Stitch, the series?
Yeah.
I actually kind of like that.
Well, yeah, they're doing that. They're doing a Powerpuff Girls Z on it, effectively.
Okay, now there's a show that I'm surprised isn't out in the U.S. yet.
Yeah, it's probably they wanted more money for it than.
Well, I know cartoon, it's. Well, here's the thing: it's dubbed. It's already been completely dubbed.
Yeah, I'm saying like it's probably like the license it or was cost too much and they didn't think would work. Like they probably wanted X amount of money for it and they probably like no. But I digress.
We've already talked about the idiocy of Cartoon Network already.
So let's end it up with we'll end it up with one cartoon recommendation. So this could be any cartoon, and we're not going to do any of the stuff like we did on our first recommendation show. This is just a cartoon that I recommend and a cartoon that Dustin recommends.
Wholeheartedly
to you, like this is going to be solid gold, no problems. You'll like this
past
show.
Future, it doesn't matter. You'll love
it.
This
doesn't
show.
Matter how much. Basically, you'll like the show. We're saying so, Dustin. I give you the pressure.
Oh joy!
So, what show would you recommend to the audience that was guaranteed gold?
Oh god,
I have about two or three. I'm gonna say. Well,
I need to think about it, so you go ahead.
All right, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right, a show I can fully recommend with no problems, and I know you guys... Oh, no, did we talk about this show? Well, it's kind of... No, we did. So I'm gonna say, did we talk about Trigun and basic show?
I believe we did.
Then I'm gonna say Full Metal Alchemist.
I think we say that too?
I don't think we did say Full Metal Alchemist.
Which version are you talking about? The one that came out a few years ago or the one that's currently still airing?
Oh, the one that came out a few years ago. Like the first Full Metal Alchemist in the movie. Because I like Full Metal Alchemist. I think that's a great show.
I'm going to have to say go watch the new anime too. It's actually pretty good. The new anime is actually supposed to be where the story was supposed to go.
Oh, so it's basically continuing where the manga went?
Yeah.
Alright.
And it's actually pretty good.
Because I like me some Edward and Alphonse Elric Transmutant stuff. I like that show.
Yep.
Give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, that's a good one. One that I would have to recommend completely and utterly. Wow, that's a tall order.
I think it's okay if we said it in our first intro show, because I think we said a lot of things in there. Kind of...
You know what? Something... It's a show that... I don't know if I... Actually, I think I did mention it in our last show, so...
It's fine. They're not going to remember. No one is. They're not going to go look back.
They might go and listen back, for all we know.
If you do, thumbs up.
Good for you. We thank you very much.
Yeah, this is for new listeners. It's okay.
Okay. Awkward pause.
Another show I would say, and this is just kind of like this is to fill some time while Dustin's thinking. They're making a Trigun movie, so if you haven't seen a Trigun movie. Which is kind of like the Cowboy Bebop movie. Like, it's just a Trigun, basically, it's an extra long episode, like a movie length episode that takes place during the middle of the series. Minor technical issue.
And we're back.
We're back. I was talking about Trigun, and they're making a movie, and Trigun is good. So watch it.
Yeah. All right then. I've had time to think about it during our brief lapse.
Yeah, alright, so what do you got?
I'm gonna have to say a series that I would have to recommend completely and utterly. I'm gonna have to probably go back to one I recommended on the earlier show, which is Kamichu.
Well, what is that? Which one is that?
It's the one about the little junior high girl who becomes a god.
Oh, like a kind of like a predecessor to Haruhi Suzumiya kind of thing?
Not really. I mean, it's more like a Studio Ghibli vibe to it than anything else.
That's always good. That's all you need to say.
It's like someone cribbed Studio Ghibli style and put it into a 16 episode show. And it's just a fun little show to watch.
All right. Yeah. So I think we're done for this episode.
There's one other show I'd like to recommend. Just
kinda... Go for it. We're wrapping down. We're winding down. Right.
One little show that I think everyone, since we're kind of moving up on the scale, Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei.
Oh yeah, that's one.
Yeah, goodbye, Mr. Despair, as it's translated. This is a strange little show. How do you describe this show?
I haven't seen much of it, but it's weird.
It's
weird for the sake of weird. If you like weird shows, you'll like it.
It's kind of like Pro Marty.
Yeah, it's a comedy show, but it's a dark comedy.
It's a pitch black comedy.
It's a dark comedy. So if weird dark comedies and cartoons, you like that?
It's also surreal.
Yeah, I'm gonna say my intermediate recommend. It's a short show. It's only 4-5 episodes. It's a little show. It's just about a boy who grows up and becomes a man, and he swings a bat. It's called Fooly Cooly. You should probably check that one out.
I wouldn't know if I'd call that...
I'd say that intermediate, because it has a lot of pop culture references, and it's easy. It's not long. It's very easy to get... But it's a good show. It's fun to look at if you don't understand what's going on, but you should understand what's
going
on.
This show is what happens when the people who make Evangelion try to blow off steam.
Yeah. Also the show, I'm a little spoiler, it's about being a man. That's what the show's about. Like, just keep that thought while you're watching it. You'll understand.
We're probably going to do another episode on nothing but manly shows.
Oh, a man-ame? Putting the man-ame. Man in anime? Yeah, because there's a lot of shows I could tell you about dudes being dudes.
Hot-bloodedness reigns supreme.
All I'm saying is the East is burning red. That's all I'm saying.
This hand of mine is burning, red. It's loud roar
tells me to debate victory.
Oh my god.
It makes me happy. It gets me pumped just thinking about it.
I actually have that. I have that entire series.
Oh, because I love G Gundam. A lot of people on the internet say G Gundam's dumb and that it's not a good show, but they're wrong. It is dumb, but it is a fantastic show.
It is. G Gundam set the bar for what shows that, like shows like Gal Gaigar and...
Well, I wouldn't say G Gundam. I would say, a Giant Robo, if you've ever... Have you seen Giant Robo?
No, but I've heard about it.
You need to see Giant...
I think I have a version of that.
Yeah, Giant Robo was directed by the same guy who basically directed G Gundam. And they're very similar.
Oh, I have New Getter Robo.
Oh, New Getter Robo is great, but I'm saying that Giant Robo is like...
Excuse me, that's something else.
We're not talking about Giant Robo, which is different than Getter Robo. But Giant Robo is just basically, it's a good show. Like, it is... It's hard to explain what that show is, but it's very good, and it has robots and karate fighting. And
it's official. I'm going to call it. And our next episode is going to be basically anime.
Manly anime. That's basically all I watch and read.
Things that make your testosterone pump and you're
I don't know if I should ruin it, but there's a new show coming out at some point based on a Mahjong manga, which has potentially the greatest premise of any anime or manga ever. And do you know what this show is? I don't know what it's called.
No.
Oh, okay, it's called it's something like Prime Minister of Japan. And it's basically about, the Prime Minister of Japan plays Mahjong for the fate of the world. And he plays against, he plays against George W. Bush, Vladimir Putin, the Pope, Robo Kim Jong-il, and Space Hitler. literally, an alien saucer comes down, and they're like saucers, and then it flips around, and there's a Nazi swastika on it, and then Robo Hitler comes down, and they start playing Mahjong. It's incredible. And I think that show is what it means to be a man, and that's how I'm going to end this episode on. So wrap your brains around that, audience.
Robot alien Hitler. Okay, that
robot alien Hitler. That playing Mahjong.
Yeah, I can't top that. Yeah, that's the way they end here. All right. Well, I think we had a fun. I think this is a pretty good episode.
I think we laughed. I think we cried. And I think we learned something about ourselves.
Yeah.
So goodbye, internet.
Wait, what did we learn?
We learned that if you're, we didn't learn anything.